everybody, indeed. Welcome to Metanorn's mini talk on Log Horizon for episodes 14 and 15, World Fraction and Attack. I'm Jero, joined by my partner, Fosh.
Hey, what's up, everyone?
And in these two episodes, there's quite a lot of plot going on, and there is plenty to talk about. We can get started right away with what happened in episode 14, in at least the first half, as far as I remember, is the conversation that Regan of Miral Lake has with Shiroe and Akatsuki. A lot of information about the world being told here by Regan, that there is a world fraction that happened three times, and that the third one brought about the adventurers, the players of the game, some stuff about the time progression, the sixth bent princesses, and a little bit of information about death is that in the past we had thought death was just like, oh, you lose some stuff and you go back to the cathedral in Akihabara, but apparently when you die you lose your memories, so there are some consequences to death, and a lot of interesting reveals in Regan's information dump on these two.
Oh yeah, I like that part. It was just one thing after another, you're like, whoa, wait, what's going on? Because he was describing all these, like, so I guess the original game was all about magic. It wasn't anything with, like, a sword and stuff like that. And he was talking about all these different magic spells, how there's, like, operation class and action class, and he got to, like, the three that kind of stood out. The world class, continent, and I guess nation, where they kind of described one spell for a nation, one spell for a country, and one spell for the whole world.
Yeah.
So, and he's just talking all this old world magic, and Shiro's just like, that magic doesn't exist in this world. And like you were saying, there's three times he uses a spell, so that kind of tells me, in the game terms, it's probably like alpha, a beta, and, you know, the game getting launched. So we have, like, things like that. Kind of interesting.
Yeah. It was interesting when they said that the third one brought about the players, but the two before that were kind of interesting in what they formed in the game. We get a little bit of the an idea of how long these players have been stuck in the game. Shiroe kind of does some math with the sped up time progression in the game and figures that it's been about 2 years, if I'm remembering properly, that him and a bunch of others have been playing in the game.
Yep, that was kind of interesting too. Saying that, I think an hour in the real world is, what, 2 days in the game or something like that? It was just weird.
Yeah.
And the bits about the memory loss was kind of interesting, that the player, you know, when they die, when we die in a video game, we're like, oh, crap, we died. But the player, the character we have, remembers all the times they've died. So it's kind of a weird body-soul thing they were doing here with the, you know, the how you lose your memories. It's kind of interesting.
Yeah. And also the subject of the six bent princesses, which kind of, for some reason, can't roll off my tongue quite as well.
Right.
But I think one idea is that Lanessia would be a piece of the six princesses here.
Right, because we haven't really seen the other princesses up to this point.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, the six bent princesses, sort of like a take on maybe the rings from Lord of the Rings, how each ring is, like, you know, important to the story and how they corrupt people, and that's what caused the first world faction.
Mm-hmm.
And basically they made a war and all that, so it's kind of interesting. And one little thing I want to mention, Regan, it's probably not a major thing, but he was pulling up all these little windows to show everybody examples of, like, the spells. It makes me wonder, is he maybe not an NPC, not a player, but maybe a creator of the game?
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like, no one else can activate windows like that but him. It's kind of weird to me.
Yeah. Activating windows and having all of this information that even Shiroe wouldn't know of. It's interesting to find out what his role is in all of this. I would definitely lean more toward NPC or some sort of AI intelligence.
That's true.
And then after all of this, Shiroe, you know, makes sure that Akatsuki doesn't really tell anybody about this, because the subject of death, bringing that up to everybody and that you lose your memories, could cause some concern and uproar and such.
Yeah, it could do that, and it could cause the thing they've built so far, like this round table, to, like, collapse, because everyone knows, oh, every time I die, I'm not going to play anymore, I'm just going to stay in the city. you know, I'm not going to adventure.
Yeah. Yeah, just kind of stay there and play it safe instead of trying to find a way out of the game. So on the other side, we have the continued dungeon adventures of the level 20s, with Minori sort of taking a bit more authority here and having them actually talk about their abilities and powers and why they like their powers and stuff as a way to get to know everybody a little better, not just in terms of personality, but in terms of skill set, so that they can run through these dungeons more properly and more efficiently and take care of enemies in a much easier fashion than just having Rudy and Toya sort of run into the fray and have to keep running away. And they make some pretty good progress.
Yeah, it's kind of surprising that just by sitting there and talking things out and realizing that, you know, he has other spells he could be using much more effectively, and it's like, you know, like you said, Midori taking charge and just saying, okay, you know, you shouldn't be standing in the front, you should be in the back doing this like you're supposed to. Even she realizes that she's weak too with healing. She's like, well, I'll let Sarah heal and I'll just be a backup support. Just kind of interesting just seeing that, like her finally realizing that, okay, maybe I can do this if I just take the time and listen to everybody.
And then Rundle House Cord, who we can just go ahead and keep calling Rudy from this point out. He shows that he actually is a pretty hard worker. We see him training. He set up sort of a dungeon-like area in this open section and just practicing his magic spells. And then him and Isuzu kind of bond, and that Isuzu kind of, you know, grows attached to him and thinks of him like a dog. And then the second she goes to add him to her friends list, it isn't able to register him. So the question there is he also an NPC, just like
Right.
Dragon?
That's true. Because it was weird. See, when she tries adding him, and you see that quick shot hit like a shadow of his face. You don't see his eyes or anything. Usually, you know, I've seen this countless times in anime that usually it's hinting towards something, well, maybe darker, or maybe there's some kind of secret you can't tell anybody. And the idea of him being an NPC would work because, you know, we have Shiro and the other people kind of dealing with NPCs who act a little human, you know, like the princess, for instance. And Rudy, maybe he wants to be with the players to learn more about the spells and things like that. So it's kind of interesting if he is an NPC.
Yeah, these two episodes, and especially 15, are the moment where we see the two segments kind of converge onto each other a little bit in their own unique way,
Yeah,
with
definitely.
what's going on with Shiroe and on the other side with the dungeon adventures tying in. And then we remember the bubbles from the ocean a couple episodes back. Turns out those fish that we see in the opening are Sahogwin fish, and they jump out from the water, and there's a big attack, and that's how episode 15 ended, with their invasion of the beach.
Yeah, it was kind of disappointing because I wanted to see Mira, whatever her name was, use some magic spells and stuff. I'm like, aren't you a high-level fighter? I mean, can't you do something? But
Yeah, but Shoryu
I guess she's not. Yeah.
trying to be the cool guy and protecting her, leader of the combat
Yeah.
section of the Crescent Moon.
It's pretty good seeing that at the end. Like, it's like, okay, the story's going somewhere now. We're not just gonna be dealing with that no more. So we'll see where it goes from there.
Yeah, and the extra quest now. Plot explosion. That's what these two episodes were. And while we've been talking about sort of the light nature of the show for the most part, things have been picking up a little bit in recent weeks. Now things are really starting to get a little bit more plot heavy, and we're getting some unique questions being asked, which I'm enjoying.
Oh yeah, I like that. They finally are getting more back to the, you know, original thing about dying in games like that. And while most people be like, "Oh, memories, losing your memories not that bad," but I mean, it shows like Valgrave. I mean, you lose enough of your memories, you probably turn into a vegetable. And that's kind of not good. So, yeah.
Are you disappointed that Regan appears to be a high-level NPC, not an actual player?
A little bit and a little bit not. I mean, they still really haven't revealed what he is. I'm hoping he's like a creator of the game and just, you know, is stuck in his game. He can't figure a way out, so he needs people to help him. But if he is an NPC, that's fine too.
And Rudy X Isuzu, they were a pretty good fit. I really enjoyed them kind of getting along. It was really cute. There wasn't exactly any kind of romantic vibes the moment she compares him to a dog. And just seeing him sort of pant like a dog and stuff was really funny. And it's kind of a shame that the Rudy character we've come to know and enjoy laughing at these past few episodes might be heading towards some kind of change.
Yeah, it feels kind of bad for Isuzu if he really is an NPC and not real. It would kind of crush that, but also at the same time we have that Krusty falling for the princess, so it's like, both of these characters are gonna have their hearts broken, realizing the person they're talking to is not real. So, or they could have spin it where NPCs are actually real people and they're trapped as well, but who knows?
And also, Isuzu is very cute. I like her. I like the freckles on her face. It kind of reminds me of a Charlie Brown character or something.
True.
So, and also, Midori is very cute in episode 15. Not only just being Midori and her character design, but stepping up and getting everybody else to kind of talk to each other.
Yeah, and she's excited that they completed this instance, and she's really happy right now. Because in the past she's just been really depressed and sad, and this so finally she's found something that maybe she's good at. Maybe she wants to be like kind of like a shero for the lower level characters.
Anything else to add?
Not much. Again, like with my usual complaint with Akatsuki, she's kind of not doing much, but she's just there to, I guess, support shero right now since both of them know the big secret, so they kind of have this thing they got to keep under wraps. But I have a feeling he's got to tell him eventually. He can't keep it to himself.
Yeah, I think the getting back to that opening, that the implication is that she was fighting those Sahugan fish. I'm not sure on the pronunciation of that, but that might be a moment where she and Chiroi or maybe others might have to break away from dealing with the people of the land and deal with the situation that Marielle and the others are in. Miyanta and Naotsugu have kind of taken a bit of the break. We'll be hopefully seeing them fight in the next
Oh
episode or so.
yeah, I think that's what I'm looking forward to, seeing characters you haven't seen normally fighting instead of, Shiro and the main people. So it's nice to see that once in a while.
Yeah, and it's different because you assume they're just regular enemies, these fish. There's no kind of motive from other players or something, just some kind of enemy that they'll have to fight off. And it'll be interesting to see how strong they are, what level they're at.
Definitely.
All right, so that has been our mini talk for episodes 14 and 15. For Fosh, I'm Jero. We will see you next week.
See ya.